It's already on the computer. Our tempo hits.
All right, we're...
Okay, well, that's not going to happen, though, this week.
We're recording now. Okay, this is Christine Newfer, and I'm calling the regular meeting of the Tukwila Pool Metropolitan Park District to order. Today's date is Monday, October 14th, and it's a little bit after 6:03 p.m. And I would also like to begin with reading the mission and vision. The TPMPD mission statement is to provide a welcoming public aquatics facility managed in a fiscally responsible manner with a focus on educating all ages in the lifelong skills of water safety. We carry out this mission with a board and staff who are compassionate, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of our diverse community, working to foster positive and lifelong experiences with aquatic environments. Our TPMPD vision statement, contributing to the quality of life for our community and for future generations through welcoming, fun, safe, and positive aquatic experiences at the Tukwila Pool. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. I'd like to go ahead and start with Vanessa.
Commissioner Zangel present.
Commissioner Gengler present.
Commissioner Newfer present.
Commissioner Shipman present.
Okay. Commissioner Jerry Rangelo Anderson is absent for today's meeting. I think I need to...
Commissioner Zappel makes a motion to excuse Commissioner Rangelo Anderson.
Commissioner Shipman seconds.
Okay. Any opposition? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Nays? Okay. The ayes have it. All right. So I'd like to start with the agenda. And would anybody like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'd like to extend the roll call by including our staff members that are here at the meeting. So, Christine, if you want to start.
Present.
Yeah, Christine Selleck. Brad Harpin.
Present.
Awesome. This is president.
Okay. Add them onto that sheet there. Okay. Let's see. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Commissioner Zappel makes a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Anyone second?
Commissioner Gengler seconds.
Okay. Any discussion of the agenda? Okay. Seeing none, all in favor say aye to approve the agenda.
Aye.
Okay. No opposition. So. And.
Oh, they're happy. Don't you laugh.
Things can go crazy, you know. Any second. Next thing you know. Okay. So the recognition of the Employee of the Month. Brad, can you tell us about Miguel?
Brad Toss, sales.
All right, go ahead.
Miguel started with us just a couple months ago, and this is his first job, and he's already shown that he's going to be a valuable part to the team. He works a lot, doesn't complain, does his work. He does the extra cleaning that some of the other guards may not want to do, and he does it without bickering or anything. He'll just do it like without being asked. So.
We all like him, Miguel.
That's great. Okay.
Nice. Well, thank you, Miguel.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, citizens. Okay. let's see, on citizens' comments. There are no citizens in the room today, however.
There are several citizens in the room today.
Yes, technically. But we did get a suggestion in the box that said on September 17th, lifeguards should honor the national anthem. There's no real details there. Does anybody know what that stemmed from? Or
if it's a swim meet.
My guess is it's a swim meet, and so our lifeguards were just on duty, is my guess.
Okay.
That's what it was.
All right.
Yeah, they know they play it during swim meets.
Yeah, I don't know what's the...
This is when you carry the, I think,
okay.
So we meet a lot of outside parents with Kennedy, and just a simple observation.
Just my own opinion. I think that lifeguards possess freedom of speech, and as long as they're doing their job, that's what they're really there for. So that's my thought about it. I don't know if anyone has any comments.
I have a comment.
Go ahead. Ellen?
I would encourage the lifeguards to kneel.
I would not.
But they have freedom of speech, and they just need to do their job.
Yeah, they're just doing their job and just follow the regular protocols and procedures of doing the job.
And I think really what came from this was, I think it was just simple oversight. I don't think they even thought of it.
Right.
I think they were sitting there lifeguarding, and everything's happening for the swim meet, and they're doing their thing, and I think it wasn't even a thought process.
Focusing on the pool.
Well, if any of the guards are in the aquarium, I mean, they're doing their own thing in the aquarium. You just don't think, nope, I should probably stand for this.
I just didn't want another collar camera. Us being a bigger community with that, so I think that. But yeah, I'm with all that was great. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see here. But I do appreciate that people are putting something in the comments, and that they are, it's showing up in the packet, so that person's suggestion is available for people to see and comment on if they so choose. Okay, so I'd like to move to the consent agenda, and I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda as is. So
I would second that if you're making that motion.
I'm making that motion.
Okay, I'm seconding it.
Yeah. Any discussion or objections to just approving it as is? Okay. So, seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. So we're on to our reports. And let's see. Oh, yeah, that's been all approved.
It's part of the consent
agenda. Yeah, we did it all.
The entire
minutes
consent agenda.
And
why did you have a problem now?
Sometimes people like doing it separate. That's all.
Well, if there was a change or something,
we could
separate, stop that, and separate it out. It's okay, you know, it's okay to do that. So, yeah. Okay. So, reports. That would start with commissioner reports. And Vanessa, can you start?
Commissioner Zapatole, I attended the September TPAC meeting. We presented the draft budget. Received lots of great impact from TPAC. Also attended the September Safari event, and it was well attended. Most people I talked to got the stuff through the schools, and it was nice. I talked to some people who it was repeat events, and other people who were new to the area or had new friends at school, and they thought this was a great way for the kids to all get together for their first time, and this was a great outlet for them, so that's kind of fun. Our mayor was there.
Yay.
So that was nice. Always nice to see him at our events. September finance meetings, we had a couple of those. And I've attended those, and I just want to note that the breezeway last week was decorated by Di.
Yes.
Bless her heart, she does it every year, and it's very cute, and she brings her bale of hay, and corn stalks, and it's cute, and we always like to do that, and Christian, you first stopped by, too, and
yep.
It was nice. And my report.
What happened? I drove up to the pool that following morning, and looking at it from the car, I'm like, who threw a bunch of, and then I walked and I'm like, oh, it's so, I wasn't, because I hadn't seen it. I was thrilled to see more of
the fall. Dad loves her on
Michelle. That was Michelle. Okay. In the past. And my
job.
Okay, and Ellen, anything to report?
I have a question. Regarding events in November and December. I imagine we'll find out when the pool is closing at some point, so I can get updated flyers if need be.
We certainly wouldn't want you doing additional work for nothing. I appreciate that. Because you do such cute work. Everyone loves your flyers.
They do. When I drive them off, especially Thorndike, they love you.
No.
I always forget her name.
Bev.
Yes.
Or Charlie.
She's
Bell.
Like, who comes up with all this? Me. I know who. Oh, yeah, you do. We may have an event in November. It may be our last event before we'll close.
Okay. And I did want to note that I was looking at the city page, the web page, and their agenda, and they consistently, and I don't think it's their fault, but they do not put our stuff in, our events in there. So I think it would be great if we emailed them, you know, a calendar of our events, not like, you know, swim team, or, well, maybe swim team they'd actually like, but, you know, like, but big things, because they would put it in their agenda, and that would be good, in my opinion. End of my report.
Yes, it's worth a shot.
There you go.
So. They do different community events.
They
got, like,
absolutely.
The Heritage.
They have the Historical Society. Area. They have, yeah.
Yeah, that's so, right. Good point.
Do you know who does that? Who puts that together?
What's her face?
Kimberly.
Not Rhonda. What's her name?
Stephanie.
Valerie?
No, I guess Kimberly would taste in person.
No, the communications person.
Oh,
Rachel?
Rachel?
Yeah, yeah.
Rachel,
that's it. Rachel, okay.
What? I thought she got moved
out. I thought she moved to change. Anyway.
Oh.
Well, that's where it started, is communications.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure
Laurel,
who that is.
Laurel's not going to appreciate me totally forgetting her name.
All right. And Commissioner Newfer is reporting that we attended a leadership meeting last month, and we did a little bit early, but it worked out really well, and I want to thank Christine for getting the packet out to us.
Oh, yeah.
So early. It was awesome.
It was
very early.
Oh,
this one. Yeah.
It was not on Wednesday.
I know. It was great. we were all pretty, well, yes. Nobodessa and I were like, yes. So thank you. It was very much appreciated, and that's my only comment.
Commissioner, I did the program meeting on the 10th, and we mostly discussed rate changes, and then TPAC on the 21st of September, but unfortunately wasn't able to make it to the pool event, but it's ready for the pumpkin plunge this month, and then Saturday, and then another program meeting we just had on the 8th of October, which was about some rate changes updating, and then some of the flyer, and then some general programming stuff.
There was one other thing, Commissioner Newfer, TPAC. Vanessa would normally attend the next meeting, but Ellen has agreed to step in Vanessa's absence, so I just wanted to.
But I emailed
there is an event. Recycling event starts at 8:30 at the community center, but it shouldn't take the whole community center. It's usually one end of the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
It starts at 8:30, which is the same time as TPAC.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a big deal. They're open for business too, for their own fitness and stuff.
Okay. On to the Director of Aquatic Operations report.
Report?
Your turn.
Yep.
Not much report. Really focusing predominantly on our pool closure, upcoming pool closure. I think we're finally at a place where we can confidently say that we potentially will be moving forward with certainty. Just waiting for a final signed contract from Orca. We set Orca a new clean contract with an updated scope of work to reflect the requested 2-year maintenance warranty bar. And they were able to meet that need, and it cost us some additional, just under $500 for that extended workmanship warranty, which is great. So that is all in Orca's hands, so we'll move forward once we receive that in terms of providing that document to legal for review, and then after review, turn it back over for final approval, and as long as everyone feels good, it sounds like we'll be able to move forward.
We approved it last
week. We contingent on legal review, but also the references.
Yes.
And how did the references go?
References are good. I just need to draft them up, and I'll submit them all in one packet. So
okay.
Well, I think we're good then. If it's subject to that, then as long as all fast passes, you
don't have to. I don't think we have to have a meeting.
So
as long as there's no red flags that come up.
But I believe I have to sign.
You have to sign.
We're definitely going to pull you in first.
Yeah. I believe I have to sign it.
She has to sign it. Well, she'll sign it. Yeah. We'll just remove. She can still sign it, right? Without me.
Add a line.
Yeah, you can add a line.
I
don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah. So somebody's got to come
you
after.
You want somebody else's name.
Yeah, someone gets the torch. The torches come after me. So.
I think we're in good shape for 2019 pool project, as long as everything comes back and everything's 100% completed. So pretty confident that it'll get done this week. At which point we will then move forward with officially letting our community know, as well as our current users know, so everyone can plan accordingly for when they'll swim in the downtime, as well as if they need to buy the new passes before rate increases go into effect, so on and so forth. So there's a lot to do coming up with pool closure. Sober Sneakers. We are officially a Sober Sneakers site.
Oh, awesome.
Wow, that's great.
Well, then they'll be happy.
What's that?
Shaggers
are going to be thrilled. So I'm working on the final details of our Sober Sneakers becoming a provider, essentially.
What does that mean? Is it good for us?
It's great for us.
Good.
It's
it's more than good. It's great.
And specifically our seniors that qualify for Sober Sneakers on their health benefit.
Okay.
As long as they qualify for Sober Sneakers, Sober Sneakers will essentially take the cost of their admittance to whichever programs we deem under the Sober Sneakers banner. So we can put on aerobics or access or whatever we want to put under there. We don't have to give them unlimited access. We could be very specific, but that truly is up to us as an operation. And Sober Sneakers will, it's not full rate, but it's $2.50, I think it's $2.50 a visit for Sober Sneakers. I don't have my notes in front of me for that specifically, but there's two plans that we'll be utilizing as a partner. The first one's $2.50 a visit up to 20 visits, and the second one's $3.50 a visit up to 20 visits. Is what we'll bill Sober Sneakers for at the end of every month, and in terms of those folks accessing our facility.
And our, because what you had heard, Brad, is that overwhelmingly at Shag is we don't want to pay anything.
Correct.
And that was the challenge. How do we accommodate our community who doesn't want to pay anything? And this is a solution to it for our senior population, which is good because these are people who would not be utilizing the facility otherwise, not necessarily. I mean, some of them might get cut right now, but. Because there are, but in general, the overwhelming message was
too expensive for us on fixed incomes.
I think it's a good solution.
And Sober Sneakers targets people on reduced income.
Anybody.
It's Medicare.
It's Medicare.
It's the more than Medicare plans. Most of them will. Sober Sneakers is the big one.
Correct.
Okay.
And how much does it entail on our end as far as administrative burden, just reporting, billing?
And it's up to 20 or 30 visits.
ARC.
in what kind of time period?
Per month.
Per month.
So if someone came 30 times in a month, they can still access our facility, but we can only bill up to 20 visits. We can't bill up to 30 visits.
So I thought you could at 350.
That's 350 per visit up to 20 as well.
Oh, up to 20.
So do we charge the customer the difference?
No. Mm-mm. It's part of their health care.
A group rate.
Yes. So,
do we give them a special punch card?
Yeah, so like what happens like once they've gotten over their 20 visits?
How do I know?
So, okay. Great. Awesome. We're going to spend time on that. Okay. Don't worry. We're not going to implement it until January 1 of 2020.
Okay.
After school closure, so we'll have plenty of time to talk.
Awesome.
And we'll iron out the details. But there is, CivicRec can handle it. They'll get a scan card for a short answer. If they come in after their 20 visits, they're still welcome to utilize our facilities because essentially they're a member. We're just going to bill up to 20 visits. Yes, they're going to take advantage. Yes, we could potentially, there's that difference in cost of what's not being paid. But it's like what we do with the Y, where essentially they have full access to our facilities, and we build the same way as well, but we never turn anyone away because they met there.
Because we got 20 visits.
Right.
It's a
can't say you're at 20, you can't access now, you gotta give me 650 to go to your next class. They can use it. What we'll traditionally see is you're not gonna see someone traditionally utilize 20 visits in the first 20 days. You're gonna see people sporadically utilize it, and they're gonna follow their routine.
I mean, that's a lot of visits.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's a ton of visits. That's probably more visits than some of our regulars try to utilize.
Well, I say even if that's at $50, which would be more than a senior pass, right?
Yeah, a monthly pass, yeah.
So I think we're in pretty good shape. It meets the need of what we're hearing from the neighborhood, which is what I'm thrilled to be able to let Shag folks know, especially with the two.
Did you tell them yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're not going to announce that until we're 100% ready to accept and put that on our brochure.
It's okay. Brad, is there a rate schedule, something that's consistent? It's not for us specifically. This is something that is a general for the area. Rate schedule
that they've given us
yes.
to bill. So the rate schedule is actually based on facility amenities and or lack thereof.
So
I'm thinking we're on the lack thereof.
You don't think the slide was a big thing?
Correct.
Okay. But what I'm saying is we're not having to negotiate something separate. This is a standard rate. So
standard
as far as rates go, this is something that's pretty
standard for low.
No, it's not low income. It's just Medicare.
No. Standard rate for a low amenity facility.
Correct.
Yeah.
So like at the Y, what would they get?
If we were a YMCA, we would most likely be billing out all visits up to X amount of dollars as opposed to visits. We would bill up to a certain dollar amount.
Yeah.
I was billing $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month on silver seekers with the Y depending on the facility. We're not going to see that high rate just based on who we are as a single focused facility in terms of just the pool. But I think it will help us drive some new engagement for those folks that keep letting us know that. And especially when it's now potentially raising rates, this is going to be a great tool to say you still have access.
Right.
And rather than losing people, and also with the new section of Shag that will be opening up, that opens up another market. I'm a little just cautious on administration overhead at Red Cross. So you're already familiar with what Red Cross takes. Is this going to be a big administrative? Like, are you going to need more hours to deal with this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just from
my hours lately.
I know, they're not very much.
that's
what I'm just saying. You know, it's something we want to do. I just want to be totally aware of all the hidden costs.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Okay.
And typically what we've done is write our report, all sorts of scans, impedance use throughout those months, and just...
But it's 20 per person.
Yeah. How do you do that without...
We'll be putting it in all CivicRec. Anyone that has a Silver Sneakers account will get a scan card, and they'll also be a member in our system. They'll have to create an account.
Separate.
Yeah.
Good.
And
we'll
have Silver Sneakers membership.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll get there.
Sounds great.
So that's a great addition. Again, I don't like to see other competitors surpass us in offerings when it comes to memberships and or the ability to offer silver sneakers, so we are right there with the one.
And the community center.
And the community center. So we're going to be in really good shape there. In-service was recently held and attended by our staff, and makeup in-service was also held for those that can't attend the traditional in-service. They are now moving forward attending the makeup so that way everyone's getting the same message and everyone's getting the same skill work that their peers have received. Payroll time and attendance. Another exciting new development for us is I went ahead and decided to move forward with a new payroll. And it's not new, it's just an enhanced version of what we currently offer. And we are currently in the process of building the back end of the requirements of how the system speaks, communicates, tracks. We won't lose anything in our current system. It all seamlessly integrates. It's just a whole other side of it, which is nice. So we don't have to do anything in our current platform. So you're not going to lose anything. We're not going to miss any features. This will be nice because the staff will now have full visual access to their time punches, their time cards. They'll be able to let us know and alert us early if there's a mistake made or if they forgot to clock in for a holiday or they didn't get their premium pay, the job code's not right. They're able to approve their time card before payroll. So as long as they approve it,
they can do it as they go.
Correct. Yeah, they can do it every day at the end of every shift or do it all the day before payroll. But that lets me know that they're putting their eyes to it, which lends us the opportunity to correct things for less error. And then the managers will go in and approve their specific employees, the ones that are responsible. Jessica will take care of swim instructors, also will take care of the lifeguards, just make sure their shifts are accurate, make sure the times are good. No one's clocking in too long. We've set some parameters on it. You can't clock in more than 5 minutes early. We'll let you clock in. So it'll also help us kind of control the cost. But we can change those parameters based on what we choose and set. So there's a lot of features there that I'm really excited to kind of play with.
Your operations people have more questions than your commissioner.
You cannot clock in early now.
No, that, well, thank you. No, my question is, what if I have an employee that shows up early and I'm fine, like let's say that there's a clean job and they just show up early. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and clock on.
Is there a setting for like who's going to approve my name?
I'll look at your time cards. As long as you guys have all your heads up, if she tells me everything's approved on vacation holidays, like you guys have already been communicating, as long as I see that in my email thread, I'm just going to approve what you guys have. So as long as we're communicating, I have no concerns that we can't get that handled and done. So I really do think this is going to put us in a position where we can really stop focusing so much on payroll, accruals, paperwork, and printing multiple copies.
Spreadsheets.
We're going to go through a couple trial runs with payrolls. The next two payrolls, we'll go through a couple trial runs with this, just to make sure that I'm fully understanding of this system. We'll be creating the payroll journals before payroll gets approved. No longer will it be paychecks sending us a payroll journal. We will start taking care of a lot of that.
From the raw data.
And then they'll get it once we say we're good with what we see and what's been created for payroll. So that is moving forward. Staffing, lifeguards, man, we're awesome with lifeguards. I think Austin's actually turned away 4 or 5 lifeguards.
So different from last month.
Yeah.
We're not even going to host a lifeguard class because we just don't need lifeguards right now. What we need, again, is swim instructors. Again, that still seems to be our biggest area of focus and our biggest area of need.
I made sure that they were not interested in swim instruction before I turned them away. Sorry.
You did the big pitch. Our kids are the best kids
still
in the world.
Have swim instruction. So if they weren't interested, I said, okay, then I'll hold on to your application, but we will wait until there's a need.
Yeah. So budget, I'm not even going to go through a detail, but you guys see budget, swim classes are right on par, essentially, is our biggest revenue line for our programming side. 5th annual pumpkin plunge is coming up. I'm 2 posts behind on Facebook, and I apologize because you're really good at it. Employee of the month and the new decorations, those are the 2 posts. But I'm getting into the habit of really paying attention to Facebook. This has been interesting. Not a Facebook guy, but I'm learning to appreciate it slowly. I'm working on it. We are still finagling our staffing schedules with our swim instructors in terms of their lack of availability, which is going to have a negative impact on our swim program. Just so you guys are aware, so when we see October numbers, and I'll start looking at October numbers here shortly because registration is not open. But yeah, we're still short staffed. Jessica's teaching, Justin's teaching swim lessons consistently and regularly, so we're still a little behind.
Now, Brett, just to be clear, when you're saying you're behind, we're behind what full capacity could be. Because I'm looking at numbers to numbers, like comps to comps on page. Page of it, 18.
Yes.
And we're doing the same, if not better, than last year. So to be clear, it's just you are striving for full capacity.
I want here, we can only offer here, because if you look at six classes in Sharp 1, and three of them filled to six, two filled to three, so we have a gap, less participation in a few, but really the goal is to strive for 80% or better of unoccupancy is always the goal for programming. Anytime we start seeing 70s and 60s, then we really want to start looking at our program and figure out what's driving that trend in the wrong direction. So we are doing well. I'm not saying we're not. I would just like to see at least another three swim instructors to help support our program and get the managers out of the water and back where I want them, and that's program oversight.
Do you have like a idea of the type of demographic for a swim instructor? And is there any way to kind of try and recruit?
Working on it. Had a great conversation with the American Red Cross. So our agreement is a three-year agreement with the Centennial Campaign. So we have 3 years to continue to offer and utilize the Centennial Campaign. I gave the Red Cross a heads up after having a great conversation with Connie, who's like their main individual for this program. And so we're going to not offer the Centennial Campaign until after the first of the year, so we will continue to utilize it. Some of the benefits of the Centennial Campaign is we can do other things to still meet the needs of that requirement. We can teach CPR classes in the community, pediatric-based CPR classes, for high schoolers, babysitting classes, all those types of things to continue to provide services to those that otherwise wouldn't have access to quality certification programs. They are going to work with me on the marketing side for the staffing piece. They will help me build the professional side of it in terms of the pamphlet that needs to go out and be distributed. I will work with their local marketing team on what does that look like when speaking to the community versus just a person in an office in Washington, D.C. going, oh, here's an awesome marketing piece. We're trying to hit a demographic that definitely reflects our neighborhood and our users. We definitely want to see more of our Somali folks. We definitely want to see more of our high school kids. And it's about education at this point. I think that's what's lacking is teens, typically, and young adults here, swim lesson instructor, and they're like, I don't want to teach lessons. I don't know how to teach lessons. What does that mean? I don't want to teach a 12-year-old in super strokes. I can't even do butterfly. It's like, whoa, hold on. There's various levels now that we can offer our instructors. So we can hire someone and train someone to teach minnows in sharp level classes, period. Just give them a certification, which is a basic swim lesson certification, less time, less requirement, and give them the skills to be successful. As long as they can engage with youth, get them comfortable enjoying the water, backfloating, front floating, those are all basic skills we can teach anyone to instruct in a class. So they're going to work with me on the marketing side, they're going to work with me on the pamphlet side, I'm going to work with them on the verbiage in terms of how to reach our community. I need to meet with our resource office next door to help. I'm going to have them give me some thoughts about what that flyer needs to say or how does it need to communicate with reaching our neighborhood and our demographics since they're so vast. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. And that's all going to be the next few months so we can start pushing it after pool closure. So that's coming up. We'll continue offering the Centennial Campaign on a limited basis all the way up to the summer. I think we're just going to eliminate how many. We're going to eliminate the open availability and we're going to be very specific on how many youth will scholarship in each program, first come, first serve, just so we're constantly meeting, we're using it. My fear, and after talking to Connie, is if we don't use it and we're not reporting on it, we could potentially lose it. I don't know how to lose it. Well, each year, we're good. So we used it all summer, so we're good. I'm not worried about
it. But we want to show growth.
But I want to show consistency that we're constantly working within our communities. We're constantly providing that scholarship in a donor that wants to make sure that those dollars that they're donating are consistent.
Should we bring it back for us in 2019?
No.
Registration started today. If we plan on closing, this is the last.
Our last lesson ends the day we close the pool for pool closure. So this is our last session, so I don't want to complicate. So we'll open again the launch of 2019. It'll go into our brochure, our winter brochure. It'll be a new, fresh marketing piece as we relaunch the new year. So it'll be a nice, healthy break, which was necessary.
So how will that get us to more swim instructors? Or
with the flyer piece, with education, with being out and about, with intentional marketing, really getting into the neighborhood, okay. Using our resource center at the high school, which I think they're going to be my biggest advocate in helping distribute and finding out who I'm supposed to be communicating with in our neighborhood to see if we have those stay-at-home moms, the folks that are traditionally not looking for something but are entertaining some part-time work, folks that are comfortable in neighborhoods or communities that speak to those demographics that may want to share and lead their community in water safety.
Okay, so the Centennial campaign is more than just swimmers. It's also...
Oh, absolutely. It's okay. Classes, it's swimmers, it's lifeguard classes, it's all kinds of things.
Okay,
We just launched the extent. Swim lesson component to utilize those scholarship dollars, but our swim instructor classes, our lifeguard classes, our pediatric classes, all those are also scholarship through this program. So it's a very robust opportunity that we have access to for 3 years.
Can we use it for seniors?
For
swim lessons?
Yeah.
I noticed this year, these 2 months compared to 2 months previous, the adult classes are significantly more. Is there a focus on it, or is just are we able meeting the demand? Are people coming? I mean, I'm just curious, is there something different that we've done?
Yeah, I don't know what the previous years have looked like. There just seems to be, what I notice at the desk is somebody has enjoyed the class. It is that word of mouth. And that's what Connie and I talked about. Our scholarship success this summer was word of mouth. It wasn't just getting, it wasn't just distributing flyers and hoping that marketing piece worked for us. It was word of mouth. It's getting the neighborhood to talk about it. It's getting families to communicate with each other. I remember sitting at the desk as one girl, and one woman pretty much filled an entire adult class with family and friends. Sat there and signed them all up right there on the spot for Saturday adult classes. So I think it really does just come down to comfort and trusting your friends in the neighborhood. And that's where I'm hoping to capitalize on the success for our swim instructor side. Yeah. Is hopefully that becomes the language as well as they're sharing their successes at the pool. So it's a little bit of grassroots marketing through their own communities.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, during the Kaiser grant, I was at front desk and we had a family coming in and she was signing up her kids for the Kaiser grant. And she just said under her breath to her sister she was with, like, oh, I wish I could take these lessons. And we were like, it's you're approved for your whole family. Sign up. We have our adult class. And then after that, I just noticed that the
that
adult
was,
classes started
that's
to become more popular. No one just even
people just assumed it was for kids only.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at our applications, it has your name and then it says the
free
kid's name. It says what school
lunch.
Do they go to?
Yeah.
Bring
yeah.
the free and reduced lunch letter. It just doesn't scream.
So one thing I just for historical comment, I noticed that the just it's a very small thing, but special events this year compared to last year was significantly lower. I just wanted you to know for historical value that last year the school district was on strike at the beginning of the year, and from my experience of special events during the school year, I would say 90% of the people I talk to get those is because of the flyers that go through the schools. So I don't think that's a coincidence that last year when it showed $50, that was a year that we had a strike and the kids weren't in school. So it was just kind of interesting. I just thought you may not know that.
Right.
So just a comment.
There were 245 participants Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm still looking at some instruction. I was like, wow.
So.
Okay.
I really have. So really just, staff.
We may have a new
opener soon.
Yes.
Oh,
you
can sleep in.
It would be a district administrator's report.
Okay, this is your turn. I continue helping Amy with troubleshooting, which is my big thing. Usually, when things don't match, that's when I come in. I also updated and streamlined the operations cash reporting. Continued American Red Cross and TAM campaign reporting and billing. This September, because the August 26 registrations went into September, the September was the last of the summer lessons that got built out. So continued to help with the website where I needed to, the finance committee, budget preparation, and unclaimed property transfer. Got it, it's ready to go.
Christine, I've got one, just a comment, and I'm just going to say it because otherwise I forget. I know each year we send a letter or invoice kind of to the Tuckwell School District showing zero, at least. That's just in your calendar. And
it's actually a recurring transaction.
Okay, so that's taken care of. Yeah.
It should be.
Will be, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I told her that she should put it on the voucher.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it. I happened to see it last year, and I just wanted to make sure it didn't get through.
Last year it was in the bills again.
Maybe that's what it is. Just a reminder, it's because of our ILA that we have a lease that we've got payments due, technically, and this is just we, on our part, send out a ratification saying that we're balancing it out. We're not paying you because of the ILA, and that's agreed upon. So we just like to...
Where's our meeting room?
Have that paper trail each year.
Definitely.
Just to remind everyone so they don't come back 6 years down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Finance committee?
Oh, yay. Hey, Jerry's not here.
Yes.
That's thrilling.
Yes, well, our finance, we had a couple meetings and obviously very budget centric. And we went through it. We were having definitely some impacts due to, increased costs as well as the minimum wage increases, another piece of it. So we were doing some refining, actually some really good, healthy conversations that were actually good regardless of financial situation. So that was really good. One other thing I forgot to mention in my report was that I met with Christine Selleck, our district administrator, and we went through the levy, because this is her first time doing our levy next month, and I got to thank her so much. She is such a quick learner. Sitting with you, it was just a joy, because you just pick things up so quickly, and I really appreciate that. So we'll have the levy. We're going to go through the levy at this next October 28th is our next meeting at 5:30, and that'll be one thing that's on there. And it looks pretty straightforward this time as well. I think so. So that's good. We obviously later in the packet we're going to be talking about the budget, proposed budget, and just have an input kind of discussion on that. And the levy is next month, and final budget draft will go in December. And any questions on the finances reports?
All right. TPAC.
Yay, thank you. So.
I don't think they met.
They didn't meet.
TPAC was basically 100% of it was on the
budget
and increases on for
rates.
Yeah.
Okay. It was great. Thank you. Some really great input. It was great. Brad did a great job of presenting rates. And, we'll be talking about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But TPAC had some really valuable input.
Okay.
it's always fun to go to meetings. And Jackie, thank goodness, she's back mobile again. So that's great. Sorry?
100%.
But, well, she's mobile, so she can get around. But yeah, no, she did get cleared by a doctor last week. So.
She's up and running again.
Yes.
Okay, and program and outreach committee?
Both programming meetings were based on rates.
Okay.
For that one and for the one we just had on the 8th was just a kind of a redouble check on the rates, which seems to be pretty settled in, which I believe we talked about today. And then a little bit about the priority signing up for swim lessons, the continuing Red Cross scholarships, and future scholarships we're looking at, like for the Kaiser Permanente, re-putting it like this next year for that also. And then we'd also mentioned like a little maybe looking into the U.S. swimming to see what kind of scholarship program they were also offering for that. And then, which Brad already talked about, a lot of exclamation points on the Silver Sneakers program beginning.
And then the brochure is... next
oh, right, the brochure.
November, right? So
and we'll be having
well next November as well. I'm sure.
Yeah, and the next program meeting will be November 5th, which is going to give us, I think, a little bit of time for the brochure to be able to look at really quick before the next meeting for the final group.
Awesome.
So next programming,
and that's being
5th of November.
The dates between the
so it's usually like around the 8th or 9th or 10th or
yeah,
November?
I think the first time we were told, I think it was 14 or something, and now we're going quickly.
Yeah,
so,
that's part.
Jamie and I sat for quite a bit on Friday brochure and some other things, but yeah, good times.
Does Parks and Rec know that they were doing Silver Sneakers? Do they know that we're going to be doing it yet? Or?
No, I'm just joking. I'm going to have a note to email Stephanie because she seems to be the nicest one that I can have. Because I'm curious to know, like, if, can they communicate it just so their users know that that's now a benefit to their community?
Just like, and if they have information,
absolutely.
We can cross
we
market
can
to
cross,
them.
Cross.
Yeah.
It just seems like we could cross market since we
so
don't have.
Community center, it's like, oh no, you can't use the pool, because so now I feel good that we can start this
that's awesome.
Healthy relationship. So yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one thing we talked about at retreat is trying to find ways to build the relationship. So this seems like a natural
fit. Well, actually,
fit.
That deal that Christy or that Stephanie gave us, that senior survey or senior analysis, one of the things that kept going recurringly through that in their goals and objectives was to work with partner organizations to deliver service, including putting stuff in their brochures. But I mean, that was something that the city also has common goals. So,
okay, well, maybe there's an opportunity for a letter, you know, back and forth if we can get it all to work. You know, a lovely. It's so nice to be working with you. Yeah. Well, actually, it may be the board because we're trying to build a relationship.
Well, we had discussed that night, and once again, Brad's new, so this is something that we had discussed before. Is at some point to get on the council and the school district's calendar for their agenda and have a PowerPoint presentation of collaboration and what we do for our community for each one. And it's a great way to set out of mind. I went to a council meeting one time and the one fellow didn't even know the pool really existed, so he'd never been there.
Add to our offerings or the benefit of our offerings, now we're Silver Sneakers, we have a great scholarship program. I mean, these are all things that will help highlight that on whatever presentation we're able to pull together for these meetings. To really share some of that data as well. Longtime council member, 30-something years.
Joe Duffy.
Joe Duffy.
Thank you.
Oh, you met Joe?
Yeah, he came in.
Of course he did.
Just kind of scoped some things out. Didn't really know who he was one early morning. And just was like, hey, you know, is there anything we can help you with? He's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. Just wanted to see how the community was doing and how the pool was servicing the community. So so on and so forth, since he hasn't been around for quite some time at the pool.
Correct.
He's a retired council member.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
So we chatted for a little bit, but it was just interesting just to kind of hear his Tukwila history.
Yes.
He's got a lot of history here.
So, good times.
Okay. Okay, so on to business items and.
Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure I didn't miss something. All right, so business item 7A, the 2019 unclaimed property transfer authorization, and Christine put this together. So, can you explain?
We have to transfer uncashed payroll checks that are dormant for a year, and also 2-year dormant Rep 1 credits to the Department of Revenue. Amy and I went through Rep 1 and figured out which ones those were, which was quite a lengthy process just because there's no report that will tell you that information. You just have to get a list of balances and go through each one. Little two people went pretty quickly. And we took this list.
Okay. So would anyone like to make a motion to approve this by title only?
I would like to make that motion, Christine.
Okay.
Commissioner Gengler.
All right. Second?
Commissioner Shipman seconds.
Okay. So I guess I should go ahead and read the title. Resolution 2019-03, resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Tukwila Pool Metropolitan Park District authorizing the transfer of unclaimed property to the Department of Revenue. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? None? Okay.
Good job, Christine.
Thank you.
All right. And now we are on to business item 7B, the 2020 proposed rate increases. And Brad put this together, if you could explain what we're doing.
Obviously, 2020, as we said earlier, with our minimum wage going up, costs, there is a need to raise our rates. We, over the last few meetings, TPAC, have discussed what that rate should be. And we have settled on 20%, so in front of you there's a proposed rate table. We are also proposing an additional rate, which is the summer youth pass that's also been discussed. And that summer youth pass is designed essentially to give our youth in our neighborhoods access to the facility throughout the summer months at one rate. So they're not coming in having to pay $350 a swim or $325, whatever that rate would be. That would be a new rate addition.
Just a little bit of a clarification on the formula, and I think this was just kind of a holdover on. Originally, it was a 20% applied, and then there was a discussion on how passes, and Brad's already shaking his head. So there's just some little tweaks that I think needed to be done to the 10 punch passes. So because the way that 10 punch passes worked in the past was it was based on 9 times the rate. So for example, if you look at the drop-in rate for non-residents, $4, and so the 10 punch pass should be $36 at the top of the page on the right. And the way that it's been done in the past is because there's no difference between non-resident, resident, youth, senior, and veteran between drop-in, is then the resident rate is a further 5% discount. So that's what it was before. So if this, using the same formula that was used last year, the top line would be $36 on the top right corner for the new rate for 10 punch pass for resident, for non-resident, and $34.25 for resident. So yeah, so if you look, the real simple way to look at it is the youth, senior, veteran on the far right column drop in is $4, and so 9 times 4 is $36. So it's just a couple little minor ones that I just went through. So that would it was, and what it is, it would just apply the 20% to the instead of doing a formula of the 9 times that, and then the resident would be 9 times that times 0.95. And then the two yellow ones, because we had talked about at the bottom, it said water exercise, no rate change, so the 10 punches shouldn't increase either. So they should maintain at the 2019 rate for resident, non-resident, and adult resident and non-resident for exercise. And then the final one, obviously, then the summer youth pass would be based on that, would be the $34.25 and the $36. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I wish I would have looked at it before. Earlier, so I could have come to you earlier. I don't like throwing this at you at the meeting because I would have had I looked at
well,
it.
Well, no, and then, so my lifeguard for 30, and I'm off for 30, and my lifeguard for 30, I'm off for 30, so we start trying to track your work.
Yeah, no, I can see what had happened. It was because you had applied a 20% increase across it, and it's just there's a different formula for the 10 punch.
Well, I know because you sent me the formula, and I thought I pressed the numbers when we, before our team got here.
Yes, so this meeting can just be the review, and you can make changes and bring it back to
the meeting. No, because the brochure needs to go out, so it needs to be done tonight, so that there's time to go before the brochure. It's no big deal. I can make a motion with amendments.
Okay.
I just
want to have
clean copy.
A clean, approved copy for references, because our last rate change, there was just a lot of
back and forth
and tweaking once they were implemented, and are these rates right, are they not?
So this, Christine, this
so
should
I just
be...
I want the packet, you know, something, okay. These are the rates, so if something's wrong in rec one, we look at this paper, and that's what we put in.
If there, this were to go through, we can make a motion with amendments, and then Brad can do the changes and send it to you, and that would be the final copy.
Yes.
I'm doing the changes.
Okay. Did we compare these new rates to the other pools around here? Because it does seem higher. They do seem higher.
Than the other pools?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm asking.
No,
they seem.
So.
But.
Brad, would you like me while you're
crunching? Yeah, go ahead.
So I was actually fortunate enough to get to listen in on the programming meeting. Aaron's laughing, listen in. So the most useful document is Seattle Parks, mm-hmm. which are all their pools, and they've got the same pricing structure, and they do biennial budgets, so they actually had their pricing schedule for 2020 out
okay,
already.
Okay, I do recall they had it biannual. Okay.
Yeah, so what was helpful by that is that's for 2020, because a lot of the current ones, it's still, they're going to be in the same situation that we are. They haven't approved anything. We don't have anything that says what they're going to do for 2020.
Okay.
But we do have Seattle Parks. And Seattle Parks, we were less than they were. On, for example, their drop-in fee for youth, senior, is $4.25. Our proposed would be
$4. $4, yeah.
Where there was the biggest change was or difference was their swim lessons. They charge quite a bit more for swim lessons, and they do it based on age. So for example, a 3-year-old group would be $14.25 a lesson, and $10.25 for the for the kindergarten, four or five-year-olds. And now they are $8.25 for a group lesson for 6 years and older. And our non-resident fee would be, I believe, $8.50, so slightly above it for the non-resident fee. But for all of the resident, because they don't differentiate between resident or non-resident either. We are lower than Seattle Parks, and Seattle Parks is quite a large contingency of different pools in all the areas. They don't charge more in different neighborhoods. Seattle Parks is out there to serve the people who need the services.
Okay.
So that we did review this. It was an interesting document because they break things down. It was actually helpful for Brad to see how they broke things down for rentals and different fees, birthday party packages.
Okay.
And then we did have Des Moines' current one and Covington's current one. We looked at those, and we would be generally below in their current rate, even with our increases.
Okay.
So things like our swim lessons were the biggest impact, like our swim lessons, that we would be below.
Okay.
Our 12-month pass would be for Des Moines would be below what their current rate is.
Mm-hmm.
I think our one-month pass, our 2020 rate, would be a little bit more than what their current 2019 rate is. But we don't know what they're going to be doing for 2020, where Seattle Parks was a definite comp.
Okay.
So that.
And we're keeping our. So if we have to explain what we're doing. In our history, we typically charged less, much less for our residents because they're paying the taxes already on the pool. On the pool. So this still appears to meet that objective.
Yeah. And it seems like all those rates are like the non-resident rates that were being compared. So the resident rates are even less than in comparison to, say, Seattle or Des Moines.
Yeah, we had a gap. We've had this gap because we've had a history of this gap, and I think we've been wanting to maintain a significant benefit for the residents.
And the way that it was actually applied actually increases the benefit for the residents.
Yeah. Because
20%.
20 to 20, yeah.
It's a natural
20 of 20. 20% on less increases
larger,
the gap.
Smaller increase for residents.
Okay. A smaller increase, yeah. Okay.
And the only one was, like, say, the water aerobics classes, exercise classes, where that's why I say, like, they're not as big of a change for price on that, because that was the only thing that we were sitting at current prices at, maybe even a little high on some of it.
Okay.
If we raise it up 27%, we'd be significantly higher than everybody else.
Okay.
And the one thing that you're going to see, the differences, the bigger differences are lifeguard classes and private lessons, right?
Correct.
And part of the issue with the private lessons, from what I was remembering from the conversation, was when you go to what we are expecting to be for a wage scale, it hasn't been approved, it's going to come to the board later this year, but the wage scale when you do a private lesson is 1.5 times, and then you do it fully loaded. We needed to break even, and makes, you know, so it wasn't on the current schedule with the amount of increases with the minimum wage. It just wasn't there, so we needed to bring it up. But even then it was less, wasn't it, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also the amount of, you know, pool space that's dedicated out for a private lesson. I mean, if you add that cost in of the pool space, not just labor costs, but 15 minutes early, 15 minutes after.
Yeah, we
were
doing less essential.
Oh, there it is.
Can you, from what you found, where did you find the Aeroso 10 Punch Pass?
Okay, so.
You better
have like your. Okay, so 10 Punch Pass under resident, or you, on the first, very first line,
yeah.
Used to be a veteran senior, so the new rate should be 4 times 9 is 36 times 95%, which should be 3425. And then if you go along the row to the end, 9 times 4 is 36 for the non-resident. And then below it, if water exercise is not increasing, then the current rates for the 10 punch exercise passes should also remain the same at 2019 rates, should not have an increase.
Right, that's the 42.
Should 42.75 and 45. And then the summer youth pass on the bottom would be the 34.25. Okay. And then the adult punch pass for the residents should be 9 times 550, which I think is 40. I've got 49.50. Okay, so yeah, so that should be 49.50. And then the same thing for the 10 punch exercise, it should remain at 55.75 and 58.50.
What about, is the new rate 54 okay?
That's okay, because that's 6 times 9. That 20% application worked out okay. So that's okay. So this, that. Does that look okay, Brad?
Well, I don't know. We missed a calculation here for a second. 48. So
which one?
10 punch pass adult. 10, so 550.
5.5 times 9. You don't have to do a 95% because they have different drop-in rates.
Okay.
The only reason for you, senior veteran, they don't have different drop-in rates. That's why it needs to do the 95%.
Check.
Oh, sorry, Christine, did you get these ones at the bottom?
The youth passes. 34.25.
And 36.
That's for the summer youth pass?
Yeah.
And why was that? I mean, I know that was a number you put out, but...
Well, I think it was equivalent to a 10-punch pass.
I know you guys are all doing math, but this would be something we could say would be eligible for scholarships to, like the summer youth paths might be eligible.
Actually, Brad had a really interesting idea at the meeting where...
Brad did. And I was like, what was my interesting idea?
Yeah, this was scholarship, but also another opportunity for like sponsorship even. If a company wanted to sponsor youth ones in the community, that would, you remember that, right?
Okay, yeah, that's a really exciting idea.
We're going to be increasing our cash donations, and I think this is a great opportunity. This gives us a platform to solicit.
Yeah,
I think that's a great idea.
To fund summer youth program, and this would be a great way to start that discussion.
So this is a tangible thing that someone could...
So it was this trial thing, right?
So, I think would there be a reason why they couldn't use it for scholarship? Because can they get a 10-punch pass on scholarship right now? No. Okay. But this could be an opportunity
for
sponsorship.
We might be able to add this to the program. Also, it would be a sponsorship.
Yeah,
it's different.
A great opportunity to sit with the foundation, which we already have one, Gene. They're willing to potentially support us in some programs. Mm-hmm. I guess Gene sits on a foundation. He's a president of a
Burien
something.
The Des Moines?
In Des Moines?
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Yeah, no, I know he is. The Legacy Foundation.
Yeah. Thank you. Gene and I were talking about Legacy Foundation and some potential. What does donation look like? What do they do? What are they focused on?
I mean, this is a lot of bang for the buck. I mean, someone could, a foundation can come in for a very low amount of money and sponsor so many, you know, youth passes for the community, and that's a really great thing to keep our youth with somewhere to go in the summer. And I think it's, I really like the idea. I'm excited by it.
I think the city also needs to subsidize that too, potentially. It's a great way for their teen programs to have access, so that way it's a partnership, it's a collaboration. So I think there's a lot the city, that's why I'm fortunate that we're having relationship discussions. Because I think these are all areas of opportunity that not only support who we are as an organization, but also our city as a whole. City of Denver did it, and it was phenomenal. I'd love to see us get to something along the same lines where we have access because we all partner together to make it happen.
And my first question to Brad was, capacity. Can we handle capacity during the summer? And he said, no problem. So that was my biggest concern is...
Yeah. We've got plenty of room space in the summer months, so that's, we need to fill it. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we have a fundraiser in December. I don't know what we're calling it, our snowflake.
We have had.
It hasn't really raised a lot of money, but it has raised some. And maybe this is good pricing for the donation. This is one summer youth pass, but it would be a higher end donation.
Is this the Christmas tree?
Yeah, the ornaments.
The holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our holiday fundraiser. Christmas for July, or, well, we can't call it Christmas, but.
Of how that works with gifted public funds. Like, it's similar but different to the swim, our allocation, because ours is a budget line item. The $10,000, when we do it for swim lessons, it's a budget line item.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not, because once it
becomes... Well, isn't like a donation into, if someone had a swimathon and it got put towards the scholarship program.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea. Let's just... talk about it, make sure that we can do it the way we think we can do it.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. I know marketing and everybody else will be crunching the numbers and figuring out the reality of that idea, but the $33 isn't too bad of a donation, and it goes to something really specific.
Right.
You know, somebody, a child will be able to swim during the summer.
Yeah, I can see the little, how many we want to give out, we want to raise money for 100, whatever. I don't know if it has to go through a foundation thing versus the government.
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
Okay.
Thanks.
So is there any further discussion on these proposed rate increases?
I guess I would just like one more final, like the changes that are on there, like what that price is.
Oh, okay. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
So the motion would be contingent on the following. 10 punch youth veteran senior, $34.25 resident, $36 non-resident. 10 punch youth veteran senior water exercise, $42.75 resident, $45 non-resident. Summer youth pass, $34.25 resident, $36 non-resident. The 10 punch adult, $49.50 resident, no change non-resident. The 10 punch adult water exercise, $55.75 resident and $58.50 non-resident.
So sorry, could I get an adult punch pass for again?
The 10 punch adult drop-in is $49.50 resident, and the non-resident will stay at $54. And the 10 punch adult water exercise pass is $55.75 for resident and $58.50 for non-resident.
Did anyone review the back side? Any questions on the back? Green table, just swim lessons, swim zone windows, private, semi-private, adult classes, and then lifeguard classes.
So it sounds like we're ready for a motion. Could I get a motion about this, the new proposed rate table for the discussion?
So Commissioner Zappel makes a motion to approve the proposed rate table as presented with the following changes. 10 punch youth senior veteran resident, $34.25. 10 punch youth veteran senior non-resident, $36. 10 punch water exercise resident, $42.75. 10 punch water exercise non-resident, $45. Summer youth pass resident, $34.25. And summer youth pass non-resident, $36. 10 punch adult resident pass, $49.50. 10 punch adult water exercise, $55.75. 10 punch or resident, 10 punch water exercise non-resident, $58.50.
Okay. Commissioner Shippen seconds.
Okay. Is there any discussion of the further discussion of the proposed rate table with amendments?
I just want to say, I mean, obviously, it's going to be really important to communicate really well and, you know, articulate the reason. I know you guys do a great job at, you know, running the pool, so I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying that you both know that we're going to get discussion, and our revenue for 2019 will look great.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the business.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. We'll have to really focus on what that is, and there'll have to be a script from the front desk team and so on and so forth, just to make sure they're communicating the same way.
Yeah.
And just for, like, historical value, I know when Alex, my son who's 14, when he was in parent taught, like 6 months old, he was paying what, prior to the last rate increase 2 years ago, he was paying that rate. The rates had not been increased for at least 12 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's always hard when you've got successive rate increases, but...
Which I think is why it makes it even more important for us to think in a philanthropic mindset and think about that one line item in the budget and working with our foundations or our partners and making sure that that additional funding does come in, because that's what's going to help offset some of these growing expenses. Because, again, is there another minimum wage increase or just yet?
So this is the last big one, but then they'll get CPI after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll always, it's going to be an ongoing discussion at some point. We just have to start figuring out our additional revenue streams.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, but...
We've been doing these every other year as well, so it's not an annual increase. I think that the public will be able to understand that we need to pay the payroll and we don't want to cut our services. And I think this appears very reasonable. It would be nice to have some members of the public here to comment, right? But we're just going to have to use our best judgment with the research that was done, and that there have been many eyes on this during several different meetings. So, and we're members of the community too, and we want to make sure that our community can attend the pool.
And just for the record, Jerry was. I don't know whether it's finance or one of the meetings, she was felt it was very reasonable also, just...
And again, also for the record, with TPAC, where you have four different people from the community with volunteering there, all four members were very understanding of the increases and thought they were within reason also.
Yeah. Okay. If there's no additional discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Anyone opposed? None opposed. Motion carries. Okay. All right. The next item is 7 C, the 2020 draft budget review.
Okay. Jerry's not here.
I guess you get to have the fun then.
This was a very collaborative, the commissioner's apple for the record. This was a very collaborative effort. It's taken a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm. And our first, to be honest, our first go at it was, what, 90,000? Thank you, Christine. So it's pencil sharpening, but not in ways that is drastic cutting or things that weren't important to go through and take second looks at. I highlighted some of the big points in here. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy, or they're happy to answer.
I appreciate the collaborative approach.
Yeah.
It was great to see that folks definitely have an interest in making sure that we're sustainable. But I think it was nice also to see that everyone came to the table with something, as opposed to just trying to cut to find that bottom line. So I think we methodically went through each area and found a good balance.
And TPAC had some really great input too, then that's all reflected. So he said that the N column is where we landed after all the various inputs. Really good. Now, you'll see my nice little notes at the bottom. Probably most important one is note one on my memo. But note one, updated property tax valuation is an estimate received after the meeting that this was done at. Indicates a significant increase in estimated property valuation, which will increase our proposed revenue by approximately $60,000. So our $1,500 surplus looks a little better, and which is a good thing, especially with maintenance. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty, even then, it's for $1 million budget, is still not a huge margin. So Christine and I were awfully happy when we saw that come in.
So if next mm-hmm. valuation comes in, we're right before finance, and it's still at the 7 bill. Mm-hmm. Do you think we should just do the 15 cents and forget about the
money? We want to be consistent with methodology. I would imagine that's probably easier because we've got different things every year. It still may change again. But this is where we ended up. Just, we loved input because we've got another meeting or two.
I don't have any comment other than that I'm really impressed that you were able to have a good projection, but also whittle down that $90,000. I mean, well, I think that's really impressive. It looked very reasonable, what was done. It wasn't... realistically, it's still a budget that can be met. It's not like anybody is hiding the ball, I guess.
And we didn't put anything on the chopping block.
Yeah.
As Brad said, like, everyone came to the table and it was collaborative. Mm-hmm.
Any other comments?
So you're saying, because I think we last talked about for what's the backup. Sitting right now, the budget's in right now, like, it's zeroed out. Looking good, a couple extra bucks in the bank.
As of this one that's being presented has $1,550 surplus, which we were thrilled about at the meeting. Christine, bless her heart, like literally at our meetings comes back with it. So, but now we are expecting to have at least another $60,000. So it's going to be $61,500. Yeah. So we feel much better about that margin than the $1,500, but it was all relative.
Okay.
So I think that we are going to be having another budget discussion.
We'll probably we'll bring him back in December.
In December, yeah.
It doesn't sound, unless in November we come up with some miraculous change, or October, the end of October, that we want to bring back to the board.
Okay.
Major changes. There'd probably still be some tweaks when we go back and look at it. Some fine tuning, but nothing major. So unless the board would like it in November again, but the plan is to bring it back in December.
Yeah, I've not immediately seen a reason to bring it back in November, except under the circumstances you just identified, because I don't anticipate a major change.
That's not going to change anything, because that's
roughly. And so we'll just be looking at like a final vote in December then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is on the schedule, of course, for the December meeting.
Right.
All right.
And I always, so preference is to keep it in December. Okay. I mean, you can always move it up. You can prove it sooner, but in case circumstances change, it's always, I feel best practice is to wait until December in case something happens. We're closer to the end later.
Like our labor is
right.
We have to change it.
Or, you know, just things happen at the end of the year and we've got to make, you know, we've got our more information that we can make a better budget out of.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then on the next business item is 7D, the 2019 pool liner resurfacing project update. We already talked about it a little bit.
We already talked about it.
So,
pool liner update. Again, contracts in Aaron's hands. Just waiting. We did a 100% clean contract. All new signatures, all new notary, all new. Just he's going to fill it out as a brand new contract. Christine updated that again. A 2-year warranty bond as opposed to a 5-year. Mm-hmm. So I think we're in really good shape as long as Aaron gets that back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys familiar with the 2-year versus the 1-year we were originally discussing, or the 5-year differences? We started at 5,
right.
Then we thought we needed a 1 because of industry, but Vanessa and Jerry did some research, and it's not uncommon to do a 2-year workmanship warranty bond. Florida went ahead and met with their bonding folks, and they said, yeah, we can do this, and it's super inexpensive, which I was really surprised by.
So it wasn't like a large, but wasn't much of a noticeable increase.
No.
He said $400, $500.
That's better than the Best Buy.
So I think we're in pretty good shape. Yeah. As long as that contract comes back from Orca, and as long as Brian feels good with it, I really do feel like we're in pretty good shape. Our biggest challenge with the pool project really is the bulkhead. There's an unknown, it's just an unknown black hole to us at this point. Does it move? Does it not move? Are the parts so rusted in? That's our biggest challenge, and it's the one of the requirements that we're responsible for at the beginning of this project, is we're required to move the bulkhead. They will move it back into place upon completing the project. So we're having discussions consistently, just looking at the bulkhead. The bars are back on it. I think we're going to see if it even budges or moves a little bit next week, just to see what it starts to do, so we can plan accordingly. I don't want to see a major failure, infrastructure break or something. Just rusty, just fails on us. So I'm also reaching out to the Kepnerian pool folks, which is, I didn't realize it was the SMAC guy.
Yeah,
you guys kept saying Ken, and I had no clue who Ken is. And then Gene kept telling me Ken is SMAC. So I was like, oh, I'll just email Ken. I've been trying to get a hold of the company, and no one's picking up. So I'm trying to get a hold of them because I'd like to see the condition of their bulkhead, and I'd like to see if any of the parts are salvageable. And specifically, what we're looking for are the rods, the bolts, and nuts that go in, so we don't have to refurbish. That's something we can do, I'm hoping. So, yeah, we've got some homework to do leading up to pool closure.
Okay.
And are we looking at, like, when that happens, like, we'll just be, like, moving the bulkhead out of the way in the pool for them to, like, resurface a certain area and then move it back over that
contract just says we have to move it all the way to the shallow end, and then they will take care of the rest. So we just have to get it all the way to the shallow end.
So when is your date that you think?
We will finish lessons on Saturday the 16th. We could still do an event on Saturday the 16th. I'm also planning a lifeguard in service for a couple hours on that day as well. For final training, we'll research staff just to get it all out of the way for the new year. We're going to start fresh. So we could do a lot if we don't do an event on that day. But I'm going to utilize the second half of that Saturday before we drain for staff in service training, so on and so forth. So it's just a discussion we'd have what makes the most sense and what we really want to do. I'd like to program for our community, just to be frank, but I'd also like to get some hours in for staff training too, so I think we can do both.
So do you, so generally at the event, we have a flyer for the next event. So I guess I need to know, do you need a flyer or do you flyer for the next event? Do you need a flyer saying we're closing?
Let's do a flyer for the next event. And then, you do Spanish, right?
Well,
okay. The next event would be January, not December, though.
Correct. Well, November.
No,
November.
He's talking about doing
event. This weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. So we're talking about something that needs to be done by Saturday. And for Saturday, we don't do all the different schools or Spanish. We basically just do a coming soon with and to let people know. But I don't know. I don't know what you would like to do. So just let me know, like, Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, if you decide, you know what, it just like, you don't want to commit to an event, you could just have, you know, a pool party kind of, you know, closing, I don't know, dog wash or whatever.
Dog day. Yeah.
I mean, you could. Oh, you get dogs in.
Yeah. Well, we did have a challenge the last time we did it.
What was the challenge?
There wasn't really a ramp. To get the dogs in and out, so the lifeguards were lifting dogs in and out, and they're not necessarily small dogs. So
I did not mind doing that at all.
Yeah.
Has to be equal opportunity for lunch.
I have a very large dog.
So with that
80 pounds.
With pool closure, yeah. Wrapping that piece up, I mean, really at the end of the day, we just have a lot to do. It's really just planning, communicating, and just making sure we can get everything done we want to get done. It's not just the liner. There's some touch-up paint we need to get done. There's things we need to get clean. There's additional work that this is the perfect opportunity to do it. So we're building our own internal list to get
and
some things done as well.
When were you going to reopen?
So the goal, they have until December 23rd to complete project. So
okay.
We overextended just to be safe.
Yep.
Pool liner should not take long. The biggest piece of it is just the removal of any tile and plaster and chipping and cleaning it. And then from there, the replastering portion, that's simple. That doesn't take long at all. So it's just the beginning stage. So I'd say three and a half weeks, four weeks.
So open by January 1st or open
by? We'll open by the 24th. We're technically open on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Yeah. We're closed on Christmas Day. Do a soft just to make sure our systems are up and running. The pool's filled. The heater works. Everything's back up and running. And then back to normal by the 26th is the goal. I'm not going to hold it until the 1st. I'd like to get our lab stores, our users, our paying customers back in the water as soon as possible. But if we're open earlier, then it's a win for us. The community's excited. Oh, we can take as long as
right, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we definitely have a lot of work. We need to go through the showers, the drains. We need to go through quite a bit of stuff. I just want to get some detail stuff done. So we'll be busy.
Okay.
We'll be busy.
Sounds great.
Technically, do you have... Sorry.
What's that?
Because do we have, like, swim? Isn't it fam? Like, if all goes well, didn't I remember seeing...
No pool or...
Kids, like, no school come to the pool swim during the holiday? Oh, here it is. No.
No school.
It's, like, the 26th.
26th. Am I going crazy?
No, happened this last year. It was like a week because there's like a 2-week gap where we don't do lessons from December to January just because of all the holidays and stuff. And we just did no pool come to school.
No pool go to school.
No school come to the pool.
Yeah,
that would be good.
tagline, the no school coming to pool, that's the tagline?
Yeah, but we specifically advertised for that, for those 2 weeks, specifically to say, hey, come in, if it's only, right, it's only $250 or whatever the price is.
When does school go back in?
Sometime in the
at the end of that first week of January.
Okay. Yeah. So still put it in the letter.
Yeah.
And Brian, can you mention, repeat what you said about the ORCA references in your operational report? Just in case someone turns on the recording and goes straight to the pool liner resurfacing project.
You want me to repeat it verbally here? Mm-hmm. Oh, pool liner resurfacing project references, good. No complaints, no issues. I mean, people barely remember their pool liner projects. They were most likely on vacation.
Well, that's good. No memory of it.
No, the only ones having issues with their pool liner is, unfortunately, again, while we're here. So, gap fill.
Yeah.
Expansion joint.
Yeah. It sucks.
But did ORCA do theirs?
No. I believe that was another.
They've been through it, man. Okay, so any additional discussion on the pool liner? Okay. Does anybody have anything miscellaneous?
Oh, sorry, one thing, just one last thing.
Go ahead.
And obviously, like, our staff are all good with having holidays and stuff. They all know what's coming.
I have made sure that my staff are aware that there will be less hours.
Fewer hours available. Okay.
Yeah.
Over the holidays.
Yeah, we have some young guys. We have young people that most of them are going to be okay with it. And we will have some extra work because I, specifically Jacob helps provide for his family. So there will be specific jobs that we will have for people to do, especially in those cases. But most people are going to be thrilled to have a month and a half off, especially during the holidays.
I know that was intentional. So I just wanted to follow up with staff. Okay, good.
Anything miscellaneous? Okay. We're actually, not everyone was informed of this, so I am sorry, Aaron and Ellen, but we're going to go ahead and have an executive session today.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm going to explain this a little bit before we go into executive session. In our policies, I am supposed to do a performance review like every 6 months of our employees. But we have a very minimalist way of doing that in our employee manual, and it's basically answering 4 questions. And I didn't find that is very informative or constructive or helpful. So the purpose of this is to have a discussion between the board members to kind of go through those questions for each one of our employees. So I will be able to give them some kind of usable feedback. So that's what the purpose of this is. And then we talked about putting it on the calendar every 6 months, unless the board makes some other decision about how this is going to be done. But
just to make sure it gets done.
Just so that it's well timed and there's constructive information to pass on. Okay, so that's what this is all about. So what I'd like to do is we're going to have an executive session under 4231.10 number G to review the performance of public employees. And in this, it'll just be the board members. And what we'll need is to determine an amount of minutes that we'll need, and I was thinking maybe 15.
So, Christine, before you do that, do we know how to lock? Who's going to lock the door, the facility? Before everybody who knows how to do that leaves.
I can go out there and play Candy Crush.
Very good point. I do not know because I don't know how it works.
Okay, so I'm hearing Christine Selleck saying that she can do it, and she will go out and play Candy Crush until we're done. Okay, so I would say that for...
Thank you, Austin, Brad, Christine.
Yes.
Wait, do I still need an adjournment motion at the end of this?
No.
Well, there will be.
So you have to come back anyway.
So in 15 minutes, so right now it's 20 to 8.
Does Brad have to do
that?
No.
For all intents and purposes, it's 20 to 8. So in 15 minutes.
8:55.
At 7:55.
Sorry, I just brought you a
Somebody, Christine, you can come back in, and we hopefully will be done.
Okay,
so you have a couple of minutes to get out of here.
Okay, so...
Yeah, is that off?
No.
Or do
but,
you pause it and we come back?
I have to read that.
Okay, so we are... the public is going to be leaving the room because we're going to be discussing the performance of public employees under 4230.110. We're going to be doing this for... 15 minutes. The time now is about 7:40. Reconvening at 7:55. Okay, you're right. Good job. Okay, so we are back from executive session. It's
8 o'clock.
So, would Ellen, you wanted to make a motion?
I did. I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, is there a second to that motion? Okay. All in favor of adjournment?
Oh, any discussion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
Would it be?